of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay Holly. Come to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Let me tell y'all something. You know, it is truly, truly a blessing to still be on the air. Just lifting up the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes we just feel like, you know, throwing in towel. But guess what? You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to hold on and let God show you who He really is. And I'm going to tell y'all something. In my walk with Jesus Christ, it's been many a days where I had to say, Lord, help me. Help me deal with what's going on in my life. And guess what He did? He did just that, praise God. I mean, I'm excited about what God is doing all around me, praise God. I dare not act as though He hasn't been good to me. He has truly, truly been good to me, and I have come a long way. And I bless God, praise God, for everybody that prays for me and everybody that supports what God has led me to do, praise God. Amen. And that's just to make connections with different people, find my brothers and sisters in Christ, celebrate who they are. Amen. Because He says in His word, give honor to whom honor is due. And that's why I love to lift up the mighty name of Jesus and love to celebrate my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. You know, sometimes, praise God, people don't know you today, but they knew you yesterday. So they'll get to telling you stuff. That's why, you know, Sunday I preached a sermon about, praise God, be careful what you let into your ears. You know, because sometimes we let people get to talking, and before you know it, we are tripping with ourselves. Come on. I'm just telling the truth. Amen. We get to tripping with ourselves. And before you know it, the things that God has led us to do and He's blessing us in, we can veered off from it again. Amen. So you just got to make sure that you stay rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ and continue to fulfill the will of the Lord for your life. And I promise you, you're going to see results. Hold on just a little while longer. I promise you, everything is going to be all right. Praise God. He has so much in store for you. You have no idea. I can't even begin to tell you what God has in store for you. Lord, have mercy. Just hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. Glory to God. I promise you, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. This song we're going to start off with is called Don't Miss That Train, right here on My Gospel Song.
Listen, I got another young man that's well-known in this city, well-known all over the world, and he took enough time out of his schedule to come and be with us. Amen. Come on, put your hand together. Stand on your feet for Brother Sean McLemore. Come on, come on.
We're living in a world in these last and evil days. People walk around shaking and shaking, talking about being saved.
Don't
got it in my hand, good Lord, trying to make it through, yeah, gotta make it to that land, oh yeah, if I'm for you tonight, yeah, I get my house, get it in order, cause I don't want to
walk, don't miss that train,
sing it, shine.
Modern name of Jesus, you know, God is so good. We have the Lord to give him the glory and the honor and the praise and in everything that we go to do. We got to learn, praise God, amen, hallelujah, that when he says move, move. You may not understand the move that he tells you to make, but when he says move, move, praise God, amen. I know, praise God, amen, a lot of people don't understand the different moves that God has told me to. But guess what? I got to keep on moving. And it be some punches and blows that come at you. Glory to God, amen. But you got to tell them, hey, I got to get out of here. I don't want to miss my train. You know, I definitely got to let you know what's going on in your weather here in Houston, Texas. I'm trying to transition out of this sticky, don't want to go nowhere summer. So the rain has come and it's drizzly and you know, dim outside. It's trying to transition over, and we got some temperatures going on in Houston that if you got to make sure you're covered up and suited up and all this stuff. Your ears are covered so you don't get sick, because it's trying to transition, trying to bring it all in. So today is Wednesday, October the 30th, 2019. It says that our weather is cloudy, a chance of showers in the late morning and early afternoon. Isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Showers likely late into to the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Lower to the lower 70s. Temperature falling into the mid-50s in the afternoon. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 50% in the morning, increasing to 60% in the afternoon. All right, for tonight, it's mostly cloudy. Showers likely and isolated thunderstorms in the evening. Then a chance of showers after midnight. Much colder. Lows around 40. North wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. The chance of rain is 70% in the evening, decreasing to 40% after midnight. Now, you know what I like to say. Govern yourselves accordingly. We don't want you sick. Come on now. Remember, today the high is 70, and for tonight it is 40 degrees. All right? I want you to make sure that you take care of yourself. Get your little shawls and get your jacket ready. My cousin, my nephew, likes to joke around and say everybody's going to be pulling out the chinchilla coat. But guess what? You know what you need to keep yourself in good health. Today's show is about the sword of the spirit. Amen. The sword of the spirit. And we're reading from When I'm Praising God, Devotional Thoughts on Worship for Women by Anita Curran Donahue. All right? It says, the sword of the spirit. Thank you, Father, for the sword of the spirit. It says, your word, my Bible, its truth and promises are precious to me. Its lessons are ageless. Your words are full of grace, wisdom, and power. I'm amazed at how so many lessons speak directly to my own life situation, giving me direction on what to do. And I'm telling you, I can relate to the author of this book, the writer, because you get in that word, I dare you to open up that Bible, get in that word, I promise you, you're going to find something that's talking straight to you. Praise God. That'll speak life into your situation. That'll give you an understanding, praise God, of what's going on around you. Praise God. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes it seems as though, praise God, amen, we are lost and can't find our way. And it's not that you don't have a relationship with God. It's just that there's challenges that come. And that's why the word of God, the sword of the spirit, praise God, fights for us. Glory to God. Amen. Let's look at this. It says, thank you for the authority in your word and for how I can claim its promises. It is a light to my pathway, so I won't stumble. Your word is all powerful and cuts through to my heart's desire like a sharp two-edged sword and reveals that which is not pleasing to you. Teach me the way, the right way, Lord. Sometimes, praise God, amen. And first of all, we got to humble ourselves and realize we don't know everything. You know, we don't know everything, but we think we do. We think we've arrived, we've made it, we've been in the gospel or in the word of God or been a Christian, a saint for so long, we know everything. We got to argue with everything, dispute everything, and all this kind of carrying on. But I'm trying to help you today, praise God. It's going to be some times in your life you need to just admit to yourself, I don't know how to deal with this thing, praise God. I don't know, you know, Lord, help me. I don't, show me what to do. Show me in your word how to handle this situation. I'm telling you, as I grow as a woman of God, as I grow as a mother, as I grow as a wife, it's things that God has to continually or constantly teach me and show me a new way of doing things so that I won't be caught up in foolishness, but I can walk in, in the true knowledge of him. So I just bless God. I want you to understand that God has your best interest at heart. He is making a way out of no way for you. All you got to do is hold on just a little while longer. Okay. Just a little while longer. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to get more into this today because I want you to be encouraged and know that God has you. Whatever it is not too hard for you to handle because he won't put no more on you than you can bear. This next song comes to you is by your very own Pastor Jay, and it says, My Soul Says Yes, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Yeah.
Amen. My soul says yes. Yes in the morning. Yes in the noonday. All day long. My soul says yes. Yes in the hard time. Yes in the good time. I'll sing my song. I'll still say yes. Oh, I had to give me a little piece of that. Amen. So I'm going to tell y'all something. It's some hard times come. And it's a good time, but you got to sing, you got to bless the Lord through all those times. You got to always let the devil know that you are still on the Lord's side. See, what burns him up is that you can keep smiling, you can keep laughing, you can keep praising, you can keep blessing, even though the storm is raging. Why? Because you know you're going to come out on the other side with all victory. Praise God. You carry the one that has all power on the inside of you. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. How about that? Praise God. Amen. Listen, we're talking about the sword of the Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you for how your word breaks the devil's barriers and temptation. All I need to do is speak the word from your scripture, and he flees. Your word reveals your mighty glory to those around me. Help me remember to use the verses I've learned to help others, but I say them wisely with guidance from your Holy Spirit. Thank you for providing my Bible, the sword of the Spirit, to fight the spiritual battle. Because let me tell y'all something. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Glory to God. We wrestle. This is not a flesh and blood fight. You got to put Vaseline, get your gloves, get your Vaseline on the face and get ready. No, this is not that type of battle. Praise God. Amen. This is a battle where you need the full armor of God. Amen. In other words, you need your spiritual, praise God, equipment. Amen. I'm trying to, armor. Hey, there it is. Hallelujah. You need your spiritual armor, and you need to understand, praise God, amen, that when you, with the Lord on your side, glory to God, amen, there is nothing, glory to God, that the enemy could bring against your life, amen, that you won't make it through. Glory to God, but you got to believe it, amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I'm so encouraged at who God is, hallelujah, and what he's done for me and what he's going to do. And I trust him with all that I am, praise God, you know. And you have to get to that place. I'm not saying just overnight you're just going to get in a trusted mindset and, oh, my God, you believe God for everything that he is and how to. No, I'm telling you, if you keep your mind stayed on him, I know sometimes the road, like I say, the road gets rough and the going gets tough and all this kind of stuff. And hills are hard to climb. Ah, hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, if you hold on just a little while longer, you'll change. It's going to come. Hallelujah. It's going to come. It has to. Praise God. Amen. Trouble don't last always. So we're reading from When I'm Praising God, Devotional Thoughts on Worship for Women by Anita Curry Donahue. Praise God. Now let's look at our scripture, which is Psalm 119, 105 through 112. Amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Renew my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your law. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping my decrees to the very end. Again, that's Psalms 119, 105 through 112. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. Praise God. Amen. Like I said earlier, it's not easy all the time to do this. Let me tell you what David did. David prayed these prayers, praise God, out of where he was. David said, Lord, help me right right now, though I take my life into my own hands, though I do stuff that I think I'm big and bad enough to do, Lord, understand and help me. Help me. Watch this. I like this and say, I have suffered much. Renew my life. Lord, I'm beat down. I'm tired. I'm downtrodden. I'm wore out. Renew my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth. And teach me your law. Teach me. Teach it to me. See, sometimes we got to be bold enough to let the Lord know. We don't know. Lord, I don't know. Lord, help me right here. Lord, I don't know what to do right here. You know, sometimes we'll find ourselves guilty of acting like we do know. And you give out the wrong information to other people, and you put yourself and your soul in jeopardy. Not to mention those that are connected to you spiritually, glory to God, connected to you and your family that rely on you until they can get what they need to get in God. You put everything in jeopardy. You want to be honest. You want to say, Lord, teach me. Glory to God. Amen. Ain't that good? Lord, teach me. So I consecrate my life into my own hands. My God. Listen to that. It says, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me. They set a snare for me. And I'm gonna get, and listen, I'm going to throw this at you. It's some people that's being used by the enemy and don't know it to try to set a snare for you. Because they don't have an understanding of where you are right now in your life. So guess what? They got to throw at you all that they know in their mind. But maybe God is taking you to a place they've never been before. So you got to watch out, praise God, and be careful who you take counsel from. Now watch this. It says, though I constantly, we just read that, your statutes are my heritage forever. Your statutes. All that you are about, all that you represent is my heritage. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. My heart is set. He said, I'm not perfect. You're going to have to teach me. And I fall sometimes and pick this cross up, you know, and try to bear these burdens of life myself. He said, but Lord, it's in my heart. It's in my heart to do what you have me to do, to live the way you would have me to live. Help me. Help me. Glory to God. Amen. We always talk about that commercial, the lady got fallen, I can't get up. That's the powerful thing about serving God. You may fall. Come on. Amen. But you can't get up. When you get up and how you get up determines your walk. When you get up knowing that God, amen, that Jesus rose from the grave with all power. Amen. You're free. Because we are friend of God. Your friend, your brother, rose from the grave with all power that you may have a right to the tree of life. Know that their salvation is for you. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for that reading from Psalms 119. Praise God. And I hope this show today blessed you. Not on here that long. Ain't that awesome? Praise God. But on here long enough to get what I need to get done. Amen. And that's to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to go out on this song by your very own Pastor Dave because of, well, it's not by me, it's a cover because of who you are right here on My Gospel Song. You.
Denise Jackson on Facebook and Twitter as well.
yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.